My name is Lily Hurt, and I'm in ninth grade at Shorewood High School. I'll be sharing a summary and excerpt of my story, 60 Seconds. This story is about how mistakes can impact many people and how hard choices can end up changing the world. If only I had been born 60 seconds later, I would have been a happy, privileged one. A minute can hold the most decisive moment of your life. If only I wasn't a 351. 11:59, December 31st, Madeline Rose was born, healthy, about 8 pounds, destined for a short life full of manual labor and the 4 years of education and weight training mandatory for 300s. 4 years of hanging out with the 350s table. I was the last born that year, so the only other person in the 350s is Cassie. "Hi, Cassie," I said, sliding my tray of high-nutrition food next to her. She was small-boned, petite, and always sad. Her future would be less than pleasant if she didn't grow soon. "Hey," she said quietly, "how was gym?" "Never good," I said, eating the fruits and vegetables first. It freaks me out somewhat that they put growth hormones in the bread, so I try not to eat it when I can. Of course, administration would hate it if they noticed I wasn't eating all my food. We ate silently and walked outside, heading automatically to the track. Walking endless circles. Movement. That was what administration drilled into us. Eat well, move fast. This was the life designed for us. Finally, the last bell rang and we were let out. I switched on the radio powered by my bike as I started moving. The same thing I had done yesterday. The day before that. The day before that. I heard a crackly voice and I turned up the volume with a quick tap of my finger. In a hospital room was 1 minute slow, switching up two numbers, 1 and 2 from 2205. Their numbers are being sorted out as we speak. There will be a legal battle for the Greenway Public Hospital. My hand slipped and my bike rammed into the curb. I skidded a foot, the wind knocked out of me for a minute, a wheel on my bike slowly turning. I was born in 2204. This kind of mix-up was rare, but I was born with less than a minute before the new year, and everyone aimed to give birth on the 1st of January. If it was the right room, a long shot I knew, but maybe. I could be a one. I could do whatever I wanted in life, go wherever I wanted. I could go to college, study animals, or be a doctor or a lawyer or anything I desired. It was a slim chance. I didn't care. I stood my bike up and headed to my apartment. The numbers 350 were printed in big letters on the side of the building. I walked up to my small room, nodding to the administrator who kept watch outside my door. I went to the phone immediately and called my mother, expecting to leave a message. "Madeline?" I heard instead. Her voice was soft. "Did you hear the radio?" "Of course," I said. "That was our hospital. A minute slow. Was that our room, too?"
"I'll look into it," she said.
"If it was a minute slow, that means you would be a one. You could live with us." My mother was a 4-6, and her assigned partner was a 2-4. Everything would work itself out. 4, that was our room number. I was about to call for the security footage of the hospital room. That would have the right time and the room number. I heard a click, and the line went dead. For a minute, everything was silent. I realized that I hadn't even bothered to turn on the lights, and I flicked on the light switch, then sat on the hard chair at the table. The lights hummed. I kept glancing at the phone. We had a landline. Any number 300 or above wasn't allowed to have a cell. The base of the phone blinked red. Blink, blink, blink. Someone had left a message.